Hello and welcome to I'm a Wolf. I'm Erin Olds and I'm happy that you're here with me today. I'm a 6'2 emotional manifester, Taurus, mother, and author, passionate about writing, human design, tarot, and parenting. Pour yourself a cup of tea, snuggle up with your favorite fuzzy blanket, and let's see where the conversation leads us. Thank you for being here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural episode of I Am a Wolf. My name is Erin Olds, and this is my podcast. Thanks for being here with me today. For this first episode, I want to tell you a little bit about me, what made me want to start this podcast, sort of things that we'll talk about, and what you can expect from me moving forward. So let's start by introducing you to me. I live in the Seattle area. My family has lived here for the past 6 years, and I really love it out here. We moved from Idaho, and it was quite a shift. I'm sure we'll talk about that in later episodes. I am an author by profession and a teacher by education. I taught English and French in high schools for a few years before I had my first child. I am an author. I have an agent. She's wonderful. I'm sure you'll hear me talk all about her too. We will definitely talk a lot about writing on this podcast as it's a very important part of my life. On top of my writing, I also homeschool my children. We do a modified form of unschooling. I also have self-published a few books, and we'll talk about that. On top of all of my writing and my homeschool and my children and everything else, I also am the CEO and owner of the company Salt and Sage Books. It's an editorial company that focuses specifically on increasing diversity in writing. I'm super proud of Salt and Sage and everything that we've accomplished. You can learn more about Salt and Sage if you want to go to the website. It's just saltandsagebooks.com. But this podcast isn't necessarily to promote Salt and Sage, and it's not necessarily to promote any of my writing, although I'm sure you'll hear me talk about all of those things. But I want to talk about things that make me feel buzzy. That means we're going to talk about things like human design. We're going to talk about tarot. We'll talk about homeschooling. We'll talk about books that make me excited or movies that give me the chills or mental health and boundaries and all the different things. In a way, this podcast, I expect it to be a little bit of an auditory journal, and I'm hoping that we will have several of my amazing friends on here as well. And you'll just get to sit into the conversations with us. I want to be really clear as well about what you can expect from me as far as frequency of this podcast. Really, it's going to be, I'm going to talk about what I want, when I want, and you should just not expect me to be consistent in it. Consistency is not something that I do, and I do it very intentionally. Instead of being consistent and showing up like that, I do what I want, when I want to, and that has served me very well. It's a much more divine feminine, go with the flow way of being, and that is what I really want to cultivate in my life. On top of that, if you know human design at all, I am a manifester, which means that I have an undefined sacral. I'm a 6'2 manifester, I'm an emotional manifester, and so for me, when I want to do a thing, it shows up for me in the form of a really strong emotional wave. So you're gonna get a lot of me coming on here and talking about things that make me furious and things that delight me to no end. You can expect that I will be really excited and really angry. I don't do a whole lot of middle ground walking. I will either show up and post a ton of podcasts, or you will hear nothing from me for quite a long time. And I'm okay with that. And if that bothers you, you can go listen somewhere else. Last thing that I wanted to touch on is, what does this title mean? I need to credit my sweet friend Sarah for giving me a lot of insight into a lot of things, really, about myself. But she and I were discussing various names for the podcast, and she's the one who helped me really land on I'm a Wolf. And so I just want to read to you what she said, because it makes me really happy, and it is exactly what I was trying to land on with this podcast. She says, "I'm obsessed with this concept. You are exposing the world for what it is under the fur, and how to address everything under the fur. It makes me feel like I'm hiding something under my fur, and you are going to help me see it. I want to hear about ways to support the different wolves in your wolf pack that you're committed to, no matter how annoying they are, because of your inner way of wolfing," which Yes, please. And then finally she said, I think titling it I'm a Wolf and not We Are All Wolves or something that groups people in is gut-punchingly vulnerable. It makes me want to follow you and everything you're doing because you're real and acknowledging that you also have things under your shaggy coat. And that is exactly what I want to do. So thank you for those words, Sarah. They're perfect. I will not lie to you. I will tell you how things are true for me. And in so doing, I hope that it will make room in you for you to hold space for yourself and to acknowledge the things inside of you that are hard and the things inside of you that are huge and the things inside of you that you have been holding so tight to that you don't have a clear vision of them anymore. We'll talk about parenting. We'll talk about tarot. We'll talk about astrology. We'll talk about moon magic. We'll talk about embracing the witch that you were always meant to be. We'll talk about dealing with a fundamentalist religious upbringing. I was raised Mormon. And how do you manage that? We'll talk about raising children in a world that wants them to be a certain way. And we'll talk about what it is to own a business and run a business and survive in a late stage capitalistic society. We'll talk about how to deal with your privilege. We'll talk about how to use your privilege for good things. We'll talk about metaphors and books and plotting and pantsing and using tarot to write your books, which is one of my very favorite things to do. We'll talk about the querying process. We'll talk about self-publishing. We'll talk about a million different things. And if any of that interests you, I'm excited to have you here. And if it doesn't interest you, you don't need to listen. I'm fine with that. So this is your invitation to take my hand, follow me in, and take a closer look at the wolf that lives in me and the wolf that lives in you. Thank you for joining me for this first episode. I can't wait to see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today to this episode of I'm a Wolf. If I triggered you, I'm not sorry. If I made you laugh, I'm glad. If you feel like you need to go have a hard conversation with someone, I'm sending you all the courage to do so. Remember that learning to love yourself is the hardest and most important work you will ever do. Remember that even when you feel alone, you're not. And remember, above all, that I believe in you. You can do hard things. You do them every day. We'll see you next time on I'm a Wolf.